The news reached us yesterday. We knew that she was unwell for quite a few days, and we were preparing ourselves for the passing of our dear beloved sister. But when the news reached us, it definitely had a profound effect on everybody, and as you say, in the South Donegal area and probably wider than that. Sister has done a lot of amazing work over the years. She worked in America for 15 years. I actually saw her on the Saturday. She got ill, I think, on the Monday. I spent some time in the Solace Centre with her on the Saturday. She was in great form. She was very happy that the community were all in the centre, sharing stories, sitting around, having cups of coffee and tea with each other. And there was dresses on sale for, proceeds going to the Solace Centre. And it was a beautiful sunny day. And the atmosphere was lovely, and she was very happy and content that day. And you know, that was her. She brought people together, and she brought the best out in people. And she definitely would have been someone that you were drawn to. There was a magnetic force, was a quiet magnetic force with Sister Magdalene.
And in a way, Sister Magdalene will probably live on through all the work that she did during her lifetime.
Yes. When I was thinking about her earlier this morning, I was thinking, you know, the way that she led herself, the inspiration that she was, her kindness that she showed to the community, like the community that she helped shape in her time setting up the Solace Cancer Centre, she has left us with a roadmap of kindness and how to lift people. Even in my own time when I met her during my own personal loss, she swooped in for me, myself and the children. And my children, you know, didn't know her at all. And even the impact that she had on them, she definitely, anybody that Sister Magdalene came in touch with, she, without knowing it, she put them back on a path, gently put people back on a path again to try and rebuild their lives, to reshape their lives. She often met people at a very tough stage in their life, and she was able to navigate them and help them and show them that there was more life to be lived and that loss was part of life. And the way that she could just integrate herself while you were going through that time, that she was such a beacon of light, I suppose, and the light that she has shone on our community. She'll always have left that light within the people that she met, if that's what I want to say. She definitely has ignited a light in me. I think that's why I took on the role as mayor. And she was very supportive of me of running for mayor and championed me when I decided to put my name forward, because she knew like that my mantra for running for mayor was to raise awareness and much needed funds for hospice.